Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast. This is your host, MC Kim, the kind, intelligent man in the house today. What is going on, y'all? What is going on? And I'll tell you what's going on with me. I just finished shoveling 30 centimeters, over 30 centimeters of snow. Let alone, I think I probably shoveled over 50 centimeters of snow over the last couple days because, dang, we got a lot of snow here in Toronto. Now, I know I got listeners out in Hawaii, out in Portland, out in San Diego, in the hot parts of North America. So you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but that snow is so beautiful when it comes down. But man, so painful when we gotta like shovel that up. And look, I won't get into it too much, but I gotta get this off my chest. Snow plowers, you're killing me here. You're killing me. I know you're doing a great service cleaning up the roads, but after I get done shoveling all that stuff, just snow plow it out and you leave this huge trench of just ice and condensed snow and more ice just right out the edge of the driveway. That takes longer than actually shoveling the entire driveway. But it's all good. It's all good. I appreciate y'all. It's a dangerous job, I know. And without you, we couldn't drive to work. And that's kind of along the lines of what we're here to talk about, because today's episode, it is a listener's request, and shout out to the listener DS, as he or she writes in and says, MC Kim, I sit at my desk and hours go by before I realize that I've even gotten up. Can you do an audio workout for something to strengthen our neck, our lower back, and just to get our mind back on track? And DS, your wish is my command. I can absolutely do an audio workout dedicated to all my desk warriors out there. All of you who have forgotten to get up, take a break. If you're listening to this now and you're seated, stay seated, because this is for you. You don't need to get up just yet. This won't be a crazy sweat workout, so you can do this in your office clothes. You can do these in your jammies. You can do this in your birthday suit. Just, I don't want to know about it though, all right? So, let's get it pumping over here. The first thing I want you to do for me though is take a big, deep breath in. And I want you to exhale. And let's get started over here. So, you are seated at your desk. You have forgotten to get up. But I'm here to remind you that it's time to get a little stretch on. And the first thing I want you guys to do, I want you to reach all the way. I want you to reach all the way to the ceiling. You're seated and you're stretching and you're trying to reach. And you are looking forward and you're looking forward. You're forward. And now I want you to slowly bring your hands down to your desk or down to your lap. And I want you still to be looking forward. And as you do this, you are now going to raise your shoulders all the way up to your ear. Bring your shoulders back. And I want them to drop. And you're doing a big exhale. So again, let's raise those shoulders all the way up. Bring them as far back as you can. And relax. And let's do this a little bit faster now. All the way up, back, relax. And just on your own for the next 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and that's 1. Okay, that's our shoulders in. The next one I want us to do is going to be a funny one. It's going to look funny, but feel good. We always need one of those in one of these episodes, just kind of lighten the mood, right? Now I want you to open your jaw as wide as you can. Feel that little stretch in your neck. Feel the tendons in your neck being stretched out. And now I want you to close and relax, and you're exhaling. Very nice. Let's do that 2 more times. Let's open that mouth nice and wide. And close. Last one over here, okay? Open your mouth nice and wide. Big stretch, like you're doing a big yawn. And then close. Very nice. And we're moving along. And what we're going to do next is we're going to do a set of chin tucks. And this is actually move I learned from one of our guests that are going to be coming onto the show to talk about rehab real soon. His name is James Liu from Liu Strength, and he showed me this move, one of the most important moves to do, especially if you're sitting at a desk. So I want us to give ourselves a double chin. Imagine you're looking in the mirror, give yourself a double chin. You're tucking your chin as tight as you can. And then you're going to stick your chin out. And I want you to tuck your chin in, all the way in again. And tuck it out. Three more times. In. Out. In. Out. Last one. In. And out here. So now that we have our neck, our shoulders all warmed up, we're going to work on our core. Now you're probably asking, how are we going to work on our core when we're sitting down? Very simple. We're going to learn how to breathe. And doing so, we're going to activate our core muscles, our intrinsic, transverse, abdominis. Sounds real fancy, because it is. Our transverse abdominis is our sitting behind our six-pack. So they're the real six-pack behind a six-pack. And we're going to activate that. And that's going to be really important because that helps hold our body up. That helps to brace our lower back. And all that good stuff here. So, what I want you to do is I want you to put your hand, one hand on your stomach and one hand on your chest. And we're going to do this so that it doesn't, so we don't cheat. And what I want you to do is I want you to take a big inhale. And as you're inhaling, your chest should not be moving. But your stomach should be expanding and expanding and expanding. And now I want you to exhale. And as you exhale, I want you to bring your stomach in as tight as you can. Like you're trying to fit into those tight pants that you haven't worn in a couple years, but you really, 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 really want to get into it. Tight, 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 tight. Now I want you to inhale. And as you're inhaling, your stomach is getting big, 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 big. And now exhale, and as you exhale, you're bringing your belly button all the way back to your spine. That's what I want you to visualize, trying to bring your belly button to touch your spine. That's how deep we are breathing out. And again, inhale, make it big, real big as you can, inhaling all that air. And again, exhale, 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 exhale. Let it all out. Every single breath of air, just let it out, 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 out. And breathe normal. And that, what we just did right there, short version of it, is called diaphragmatic breathing. We use this when we are exerting force. And oftentimes we forget, as we exercise or as we're just breathing normal at our desk, we forget to use our core muscles to help us breathe. And this is a breathing style that gets us not just stronger generally, but works out our core, helps us recover, just makes us just better. So try this out. Now, before I let you guys go, we got to do two moves, and they require you to stand just a little bit over here. So now that we've been sitting for so long, now let's stand up here. I want us to narrow up our feet. I want to put our hands on our top of our thighs. And I want us to do what's called a straight leg deadlift. And a straight leg deadlift, let's lock out our knees. Let's do a little tiny bend. And let our hands follow our legs all the way down past our knees. And when we're past our knees like this, if there's a mirror available to you, or if you can kind of see yourself, you want to try to be in a 90 degree bend. Now we want us to pull ourselves up, and our hands are still touching our thighs, and we should be nice and upright. Let's come all the way back down, 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 down. You know you're doing the move right because you feel a stretch in the back of your legs. And now I want you to keep your abs nice and tight, and I want you to pull yourself back up. And we're gonna go three more times. So let's go all the way down, 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 down. Just a tiny bend in those knees. Feel that stretch in your hamstrings in the back of your leg. And now you're gonna pull yourself up like you're trying to pull 1,000 pounds. And again, let's come back down. And as we come back down, we're using our lower back. But as we come up, I want us to use our abs. And let's pull ourselves back up, 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 up. One last time. Let's go. Let's do this all the way down, 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 down. Very nice. Let's hold out here for 3, 2, 1. And let's pull ourselves back up, back up, back up, back up, back up. And that got our glutes, got our hamstrings, got our lower back going, and of course got our abs going. And we're gonna move on to the final move. And if you've been sitting for a little while, this is a must do. So I want us to have our feet shoulder width apart. And if you have a chair behind you, great. If you have a stool behind you, great. And if you don't have anything, that's fine. We're gonna be working a bodyweight squat. And we're gonna do this for the next minute. That's right, minute. I want you squatting up and down. And in that next minute, this is the goal. Our goal is to get at least 30 reps. That's 2 seconds a rep. 30 reps in the next minute here. This is the last thing that we're going to do today. So I want you to try your best. Keep a nice tempo. If you can go a little bit faster, go a little bit faster. If you want to take your time, take your time. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Start your squat. And your weight is on your heels. And if a chair is behind you, your butt will just kind of touch the chair. And that will signal you to come up. Come on down and make sure that you're bending at least 90 degrees. If you can get past just a little bit, 90 degrees, even better. Let's go, let's come up. And as you're doing these squats over here, you are breathing still, right? You are breathing, you are exhaling. As you come up, very short breaths. You're paying attention to what your knees are doing. As you come up, your knees should not be collapsing in. They should not be coming even close to one another. In fact, they should be apart from one another. And as you're coming down, you're sitting down on those heels. Let's do this here for 10 more seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that's a wrap, everybody. This is it. This was dedicated to all you office warriors out there to get your break on, get a little bit of movement in you so that you can go back to work. hopefully you're finishing up work and you're getting ready for the rest of your day. And that will set you off. But before I let you go, we're going to have 10 seconds of me time. So this is 10 seconds for yourself. You can do the standing, you can do the sitting, but I want you to clasp your hands together. And I want you to take a deep breath in. And as you take a deep breath in, your hands will shoot all the way up to the sky. And they will separate. And they will come all the way back down. Let's do that 2 more times. Clasp your hands together. And let's reach all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Nice and high. And as you come down, big exhale, big exhale. And very last one over here. Let's clasp our hands. Let's reach, 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 reach. You're going to go all the way back, 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 back. And you exhale. So hopefully that puts you in the right spot. If you don't know the moves, hit me up on social. Hit me up on Insta at Remix My Fitness. Hit me up on Facebook at Remix My Fitness. I am there. I am there. And if you need a little extra help, where you can find me, where you can ask me questions live, visit bit.ly/remixmyfitness, and that'll take you to our exclusive closed group, or I like to call team, on Facebook, where I do Facebook live videos. I put up exclusive content out there. You can see me, and even though I can't see you, so hit me up there anytime. If you have a specific audio workout that you'd like to hear, just like DS over here, Hit me up. Let me know what you want to hear, because I want to make these audio workouts for you. And I appreciate the fact that you're even doing it, that you're listening, and that you're out there trying to get moving over here. So, as always, I bid you farewell. Now it's your turn to go out, to set some goals, to challenge yourself, and of course, to have some fun. Until next time, peace.